We welcome in Stuart Simpson, the Director of Finance for North Platte Public School District. Ivan Mitchell, Board of Education member. And Ivan, what ward do you serve, or what district?
What district? I'm in at-large.
Okay.
So, I believe.
No, right. It's like Ward 2.
Ward 2. Okay, gotcha. Never mind.
Ward 2. Yeah, it's the Ward 2 area, right?
You know, the wards are odd because it doesn't number the way you would think it would be, so I'm trying to come up with it, and I'm thinking it's Ward 2, but I could be totally off, and it's Ward 3, but I know it's one of the wards.
It's complicated.
Well,
are there two at-large?
No.
No, it's all wards.
It's all wards.
Yeah.
It's all wards. Three and three.
Yeah, it's tricky. We'll get it one of these days.
Well, every year, because of our population that changes, when they go through redistricting, and we're starting it this week with the census, all of a sudden, once they take the census, we'll get notice from the county that says, oh, you got to redistrict your wards, mm-hmm. So then we have to realign that so it becomes, oh, we got to move this section over here and this section over here to balance out the wards. So it's always interesting.
Now, before we talk about the Board of Education meeting last night, let's talk a little bit about some North Platte High Athletics.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a great fall sporting season thus far for all the athletics, and we know things are in full swing. Looks a little different this year, but the success has been outstanding thus far, guys.
You know, they've been great. I have a daughter who's a cheerleader, so I, especially those first couple of games, I got to go to a few that not everyone got to go to. But
she's cheering extra hard.
That's right. They look tough, and this football team's as good as I've seen. And volleyball's been great as well.
Yeah.
Right. And hey, the girls golf.
Girls golf.
Oh my gosh, sitting first, I think 13 points ahead of the next one in line. So
wow.
I think that sounds great. At least heading into today and the final day of golf, so we're excited about that one. And then state softball starts on Thursday, so our girls, good opportunity. I heard in the office yesterday that they have an opportunity at least for beating the first round, and then after that, depending upon who wins and how it moves. But I know they were talking about really good possibility for at least first round win.
This is just a year where you're excited that you get to have the activities in general. When you have success in the activities, it's just that much better.
Well, I was talking to Joanne last night before the board meeting, and she said Leah had a musical or a choir concert, and all the kids were wearing their masks, and she said that you could hear all the kids singing, as well as it was just a wonderful opportunity for the kids to get on the stage and perform in the Performing Arts Center. So, you know, we're talking about athletic activities all the way around, or and my mind keeps working because I'm thinking about everything, but our middle school cross country team went to state this last weekend too. I don't know how they did, but
just qualifying for state is a big deal on its
own. So, and the whole team qualified. So compared to a person,
compared to an individual.
Yep,
that's great.
A lot of positive news.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super duper.
Absolutely.
Way to go, everybody.
Congratulations. Now, Ivan, tell us about the Board of Education meeting last night.
You know, it was not an extremely eventful meeting. We a few action items. We recognized the North Platte Education Association as our exclusive bargaining agreement. And we had a lot of work with the on policies. It's been kind of interesting because, you know, every 10, 20 years, you probably ought to, you know, get a law firm to kind of go through and revamp your policies. So they had the first couple, and I think Ron was saying you guys have had a couple that, you know, maybe been 1989 or something like that since they've been done. So just kind of a, you know, an updating of those as things change. Other action items, Stuart, I can't think of.
It was the school resource officer.
That's right,
the
school resource officer.
Oh, okay.
That has just been so positive with the school district on what he does to engage the students, and they feel comfortable around our resource officer and be able to talk to him and interact with him. So no matter what, it's just the yearly renewal of our contract with the city to provide a school resource officer within the district.
Well, he gets high praise, too, at these meetings, and I noticed that a couple of board members, you know, specifically talked about how he interacts with the kids and he goes to other events outside of the school day and really has a relationship with the schools and works with some of the families that are struggling and stuff. And, you know, so I want to mention that because Officer Jeremiah Johnson, how long has he been there, Stuart?
I think he's been there 4 or 5 years,
as a school resource officer.
As a school resource officer, yes.
So he kind of knows the situation, knows the lay of the land. Right. And,
Great guy.
He apparently does a great job.
And he has two daughters in the district, and so he really has a really good connection. Yeah. And I think when you have children in the district, even though I had a daughter, now I don't have any kids at home, but I mean, when you do have your children in the school, it creates that better connection between
a little more
everybody.
Personal bond.
You bet.
With everything.
Well, and Stuart Ivan, you can speak to it better than what I can, but having the school resource officer in the building, in the vicinity, you know, he's in and out of the buildings, and he's aware of everything that's going on, aware of the layout. I'm sure as a parent, you guys can speak to it better than I can, that there's a sense of security that comes along with knowing Jeremiah Johnson's on the ground as a trained police officer and one of the finest with the city of North Platte.
Well, I think, the goal is you have someone there that's proactive, that's getting relationship with kids, that maybe knows some of the kids that are maybe struggling and trying to get a relationship. But it is also nice to know that if anything does happen, you have someone there.
A trained professional. And he's also kind of, possibly giving folks the idea, some of the kids the idea, that a career in law enforcement very well could be for them. Getting to know an individual like Jeremiah personally on that one-on-one could possibly mean that maybe we have a few students that become alumnists and eventually join the North Platte Police Department.
Well, I think no matter what, it's if you look at opportunities, you don't always have to go one direction in life. So this gives students another option as they're looking at it, because many kids don't fit the standard mold, and they're trying to venture out. And especially as you become juniors and seniors, you're really trying to figure out, what do I want to do once I graduate?
So, trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, there's a role model right there.
There you go.
And a good one at that. Well, guys, anything else from the Board of Education meeting last night that stands out? You mentioned a couple of the action items.
I think it's just basically, we had a couple of reports. I think the big one was return to school, and we do talk about that every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this one was my director of facilities and I put on a report in regards to what we do behind the scenes. We have, I have staff members that are always helping to get students prepared to learn in the classroom, and this is just one other item. And so what we were talking about last night was the ability to get into those classrooms and clean them and disinfect them, and with the products that we get from our resellers, to kill this virus before students come in or staff come in the building is extremely important. And then also with our HVAC system, we want to pull in that outside fresh air as much as possible, even though we want to try to make sure as we move forward, we don't want kids wearing those coats, George, all the time.
Right.
So we want to make sure those air.
You got a jacket on too.
Well, I was thinking when you were saying that, it was like my daughter always says, Miss Congeniality, April 24th, not too hot, not too cold, just right for a
what's
light jacket.
What's your perfect date? Yeah.
What's your perfect day? So.
Well, it's a bulldog jacket.
There we go. It's a bulldog jacket. It actually keeps you really warm on my scooter when I go around town, too.
Oh, does
so,
it? Good.
Yeah. So we're trying to bring in fresh air and trying to condition those classrooms, but still moving that air, moving so that we don't have stale air in there, and as well as if there is something going on, we want to make sure that we get it cleaned.
And I believe there's no cases of COVID at the schools as of late Friday, anyway.
Yeah, Dr. Hansen reported last night was extremely well.
And I think he credited, or you credited, the custodial staff, I think the nutrition service, and somebody else that you said was kind of behind the scenes and deserve a lot of credit here.
Yeah, our
unsung heroes.
Technology. Yeah, because, we're all there and supporting the teacher in the classroom so that they can be prepared, so that they're ready to learn, and students are had their meals full, their technology ready to go, and everything else.
Well, you stop and think about 3,000 some students. 3,700 or
we
something.
We have 3,700 kids at this point.
Wow. That's a lot, and everything's operating pretty well. To have no positive cases is great, and activities are doing well, and it's just quite an achievement all the way around. Some districts are struggling currently.
Well, I think as you look across Nebraska and especially to the east, I know Ivan, talks with hospital areas across the east, and we see what's happening in the schools, and we want to just ensure that our students are safe, and I think everybody else does within schools. But,
sure.
But still, within your community, you have dynamics that are occurring, and you're
right.
Going to have certain things, so if you could just do whatever it takes within your schools to keep students safe is important.
Right. Well, it's quite a well thought out and well coordinated yep. effort, apparently.
It was
a lot of work.
Even though we were shut down in March, for those 6 months, it was a long process because there was a lot of time and effort put in and blood, sweat, and tears trying to get this playbook ready to go. And I think it's paying off in the long run of what we did.
Yeah. So looks good over there. So, congrats.
Well, Ivan Stewart, anything else you guys want to add this morning?
No.
Two more months and we're going to start legislative caucus again.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy.
Can you believe it?
Like
are you counting down
there.
The days, Stewart?
Well, I was thinking, I'm going, we got to be prepared for this next year. It's a new biennium. New who's going to be chair of the education committee, who's going to be chair of appropriations, because I know Stinner actually was term limited out. I think who's going to be in charge of revenue. And so in that, it's going to be sort of how are all the pieces going to play and what's going to go on? Because I know no matter what, and I know we talked last night about enrollment, we'll wait and see about how that plays out, but still in the process, state revenue just in general with COVID and what's going on, how that's going to play into mm-hmm. a factor mm-hmm. of what school districts as well as everybody else is going to get.
Well, and like you mentioned, committee chairs, it's going to be possibility of change. There's guaranteed changes with committee chairs, how much the legislative body has the final say, and we still don't know what that legislative body is going to look like this year yet either.
No, we're still waiting for November 3rd and the election process, and with that then we'll start seeing how those items will play out. So
it'll start to piece together soon is what you're telling us, Stuart.
Yes. Yeah. It just with everything that has happened this year, the legislature shut down, came back in. Now, we've never stopped talking about the legislature.
No, I was going to say this was an extra challenging year for you, Stuart, wasn't it?
It just seems like I remember when Dr. Hansen was saying, what should we have on the agenda in July? And all of a sudden it dawned on me, we're going to have legislation.
In July.
Yes.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Have a wonderful day.
You
More
too.
Coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this.